is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, as you know, the San Diego Zoo is one of the finest zoos in the world, and we've had this young lady on the show very often the past, I guess, 7 or 8 years she's been appearing with us.
About 9 years.
Right, yeah. Several plus several will be about 9.
You said 7 or 8.
No, I said I didn't say 7 or 8. I said several.
Then you said 7 or 8, and I said it's 9.
Yes. 9. Good, thank you.
Yeah. Some of the animals you had as babies are now 10 years old.
That would be about right.
Remember the animals that did something funny on your tie?
Yes.
Those little lions, the little baby lions, were 1 year old.
That's right.
They are now treacherous and ferocious 10-year-old animals.
Okay. Yep. Anyway, Joan Embry is here tonight.
And she's now 32.
That's right. Joan is an animal handler and a trainer. And you really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
No.
And she
I'm
also
just here to do my best to help you.
I know that. And she does her 3 horse shows a day. Did you know that? At the animal park.
Boy.
What?
What an exciting idea.
Would you like an army cot or something? Maybe just to kind of catch up on a little nappy poo? Just might snap you out of it. Okay.
I love Joan. I'm the only one who went down to see Joan. Doc has never seen her. You've never seen her. I went to the wild animal farm.
It's all right. It's okay.
But you're upsetting me.
I don't want to upset you.
I went down, Joan, and I
know you did. That's all right.
Don't say...
What?
I know her. I went down there.
Oh, I know you did. I know you went down there.
And I held a baby gorilla.
I couldn't go with you that week. You held a baby gorilla. Good. All right. And let's get her out here quickly. Would you welcome Joan Embry?
The Don and Mike Show. They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
Right. And welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here. On 106.7 WJFK FM.
Whatever gets you.
Ooh, hip toast nice there. Anyway, I'm your host, Artinger, with you, the legendary Joe Artinger, with you on this rainy Thursday afternoon. Let's get right back into the best of Don and Mike. It's the Sopranos Hotline. I know this is going to be good. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
People from the station come up to me and said, can I see the Sopranos tapes?
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
now,
I'll bet.
I've said to the people that have asked me, sure, I'd be glad to loan them to you.
Right.
And then one of the people who said to me, can I see the Sopranos tapes? I said, you know, I forgot to bring them in today, but tomorrow's Friday. I'll bring them in. He came up to me 10 minutes later. He said, I just talked to my wife. I'm not allowed. I said, well, do you want to see it just for yourself? He said, no, I wouldn't be able to fake it on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the tapes of the episodes. You guys already gave me a hard time yesterday for not, I wanted to reveal a little bit of what happens. You didn't want anything. HBO's given us this trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah, right.
We're taking next week. And HBO produces The Sopranos. And now in the spirit of this synergy, we are proud to present Don and Mike National Exclusive, The Sopranos Hotline.
Wow.
Oh, this is exciting. I love this.
That's great to be hooked up with them
Sunday
like
night,
that.
Right? It's all back on Sunday night.
All right, this is where you're going to get... It's one of those things, I think it's like to hear an excerpt of the show, press 1. So you guys have to decide if you want to hear it or not.
I think it'll be safe.
And let's see, where's the... There it is.
Hello.
Oh, no.
You've reached the Sopranos Hotline. This is Nancy Marchand inviting all of you to watch the Sopranos. It comes back this coming Sunday night. To hear the theme song, press 1. For a list of cast and characters, press 2. It's a very exciting year on the Sopranos. I'm the late Nancy Marchand. For Sopranos recipes, press 4. I like to take my ziti slowly out of the oven. First of all, this year, the character of...
Hey, Nancy.
Hello?
Are you there?
Who are you?
It's Donnie, D-O-N-I.
Who's Donnie? I don't think I know you.
No, I'm the DJ, Donnie G.
Oh, you can go S in your hat.
Hey, Mama Soprano?
Can I say that in the new configuration? I suppose I can.
I believe not.
I'm so sorry that all you shock jocks have been persecuted.
If I did that, that would ruin a hat. Why would I possibly want to do that?
Don't do that in a hat. For a description of Janice's morning ritual, hit 5. Then they take a hose to it.
Oh, no. So,
and now it's back to live.
Hey.
You're on the live chat line with the dead Nancy Marshall.
Hey, Nancy, it's me, Donnie.
Who?
D-O-N-I, Donnie G.
Come closer.
What do you mean, come closer?
I don't think I know you.
Sure you do. I'm the disc jockey.
Oh, the DJ is about to spoil the surprise.
I'm not going to spoil the surprise.
You're going to tell all your listeners exactly what the episode's about. I think that stinks.
Well, let me just get out of this.
And Janice slowly takes the soap, and Christopher will be played by it. And I like my ZD with a little... Here's another live call. You're making me confused. Quit hitting all those buttons. For the theme song, hit pound. I fooled you. Would you like to hear the theme song? Hit 2. Woke up this morning, got myself a... Hey, I was singing!
I didn't...
All right, it's all a sham. It's all a sham, and what we're doing right now is I'm live and I'm manning the phones from beyond the grave.
But Nancy, you're dead. How could you possibly be answering the Sopranos hotline?
Oh, I'm dead. Poor you for not knowing.
Oh, poor you.
Let me tell you, mister... The fact of the matter is I'm very much alive.
Wow.
Ooh. Scared?
Scared, kids?
To set my kitchen on fire, hit 9. Oh, my God. Look at all the flames. To go to Rafa Bucco's restaurant, hit 7.
Hey, I wonder if I could get the one where Tony almost tried to suffocate her with a pillow.
Are you ignoring me?
Is that an option?
That man is not my son.
Do you have an option, though, about the time that he tried to suffocate you?
All right, I can make it customized. To hear Mark Dancy Marchand, otherwise known as Olivia Soprano, being suffocated by a pillow, hit 5. Hit 5. Come on.
Oh, you're suffocating me.
Now we're back. I like to see Janice use plenty of soap and water or dishwashing detergent. Woke up this morning, got myself a gun.
So, have you seen the first 4 episodes? I have.
Who are you? Who's this talking to me?
Donnie G.
Oh, Don Geronimo, the super special DJ with all the fancy tapes. Aren't you proud of yourself that millions of your listeners will have the show ruined because you couldn't keep a sock in it?
What if I just tell you that the opening sequence says an awful lot about what's going to happen on the show?
Stop it. You're ruining it for everyone. Poll your listeners like you did yesterday. You'll find out that every one of them, every goddamn one of them...
Well, I don't have to take
that. ...doesn't want to. Woke up this morning...
Yeah, that's better.
...grabbed myself a gun. Oh, my kitchen's on fire. I must have left the eggs on. What's going on? Janice is very dirty. And I'll tell you, my ZD works very, very well. The cast this year features a wonderful appearance by Steve Buscemi. It's a very...
He's good.
...character.
You want to know what role he plays on the show?
Are we doing the buttons or are you talking live?
Do you want to know what role Steve Buscemi plays?
Steve Buscemi. Who's he?
He's a new actor on The Sopranos.
Oh, well, I bet you're just chomping at the bit to tell all your listeners exactly what he does. He'll probably let us know that he dies or something horrible like that, huh?
Oh.
I woke up this morning.
I don't want to say she gave away anything.
Myself a gun. Anthony, eat your ziti. Oh, I hate that kind of talk. Oh, I don't know what to do.
So on the very first episode, what happens is you get the shot of Tony's house. Okay. No, I'm not kidding. This is what happens
to
on the
buy
opening.
A pint of Paury Walnuts hair coloring, hit 208-965. Hi, would you always like to have hair just like lovely Paury Walnuts, who was so wonderful to his mother? I'll tell you what I also like. I like to make a nice tiramisu. Janice is so dirty.
Hey, what did you think of the opening sequence this year?
I thought it was something that we shouldn't talk about. We're going to be in real big trouble, Mr. Man. It's scary. Oh, listen to that. Listen to Mr. Fancy playing the HBO theme song. Hi, I'm Nancy Marchand, and I passed away last year or so, maybe even before. I'm upset in my coffin with Donnie G, who wants to spoil The Sopranos for everybody. La, la, la! Oh, my. I'm not feeling too perky right now. How are you? And you tell JW to do a courtesy flush when he leaves the commode.
Yes, ma'am. Nice talking to you, ma'am.
And tell Travis Bickle, hike up your drawers. And remember one other thing, Donnie G.
Yes, Mama.
I'll be watching all of you. Where's the reverb? Come on, Rob. Give me a little reverb. Can you do it when I'm on the phone?
You're dead.
I'll be watching all of you.
Okay, hold on a second.
I will.
Take it.
See if you can do it. It's a challenge for you, you big-headed lug. I'll be watching all of you.
Love you, Justin.
Oh, dear.
How are you? This is Olivia Soprano from Beyond the Grave. Hey, listen to me in the tunnel. Why are you leaving me in this cave?
You asked for it.
I hate that kind of talk. I'm floating in the air. I'm floating. Floating in the air. Oh, beware of all of you. I've got to say goodbye. Oh. I wish we had more time to spend together, but unfortunately, I've got to get back to my coffin. Y'all come back now, you hear? You want me to hang up? Hey. So, after that, Genesis takes a big towel, and she towels her body off, and it really...
Okay, see, there that's, you force my hand.
Yeah.
You start doing the Janice dirty stuff, and you make
I
it
wasn't
like
doing anything
it,
dirty.
Yes, you were.
Never.
Yes, you were. Well, how come I don't have the... No, it wasn't dirty at all.
It was unearthly.
It was. How come I don't have a...
Otherworldly, yes. Yes,
were,
yes
hello?
Hello?
There you go. Yeah. Tribe time.
Yeah, there we go.
27 past. We'll be right... Turn it off. Hold on.
Wait.
Hold on. Stop. Don't break yet.
Don't break now.
Turn it off.
Hey, J-Dubs just walked by the window.
Oh, did he really?
Hey, give me the point. Hey, how you doing?
Okay, turn off the reverb.
Reverb's off.
Reverb's off?
Ah.
Okay, well, here we go. Sprinting into commercials.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. I got to beat J-Dubs down the hall.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
Today, Christy is at the grocery store signing for a purchase she's making with her Wachovia check card. Because today, Christy enrolled in Visa Extras.
Excuse me, do you have a pen I can use?
Yeah. Here you are, ma'am.
Christy figures a lot of banks offer free checking, but at Wachovia, free checking also includes a free Visa check card, and they reward you for using it. Beginning today, every time she signs for a check card purchase, Christy earns points that can be redeemed for valuable rewards, like gift cards for great stores and restaurants, or even travel.
This pen doesn't write either.
Oh, sorry.
And tomorrow, she's going to buy a whole bunch of pens, because she plans on signing for a whole bunch of stuff. Switch to Wacol.